Derby school support staff fight against pay cuts continues. A noisy and angry demonstration by 350 people outside Derby City Council offices on the 4th of November was well supported by the public. The demonstration was in defense of school support staff who are threatened with proposed changes in pay and conditions by the Labour-controlled council. Many staff stand to lose up to 25% of their pay and some will lose even more. Petition. The protest was organized by Unison and follows an initial well-attended demonstration last month which was organized by the staff themselves, largely through Facebook's issue 873. An online petition has received over 5,000 signatures in 3 weeks. Among the many banners on display was one which read, "Thank you Derby City Council for making us feel useless. The cuts will badly affect many women and low-paid workers." Derby City Council claims that the situation has arisen from a national equality pay review in local government and that, while 30% will suffer pay reductions, around half the support staff should see pay increases. These figures are disputed by the workers and their trade union, Unison. The city council is about to enter the second year of a severe cuts program of £69 million. Their excuse is the usual one of being forced by the Tory government to continue to carry out these brutal austerity measures. Determined. Ironically, council leader Anjit Banwade pledged his vote and support for Jeremy Corbyn in the Labour leadership election at a Corbyn campaign meeting in August. The workers are angry and determined, and it is time for Unison to organize action to fight the proposed cuts and privatizations. Ian Hunter, Derby Socialist Party.